This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
Hey, I want to give all the little commies, don't know how to pull a trigger right, running around with their guns, the ones with some civil war. Let me tell you something. I got a decent life. I love my family. I love the country. I love the world. I'm not looking to get in some fight with you, but... You just heard Colonel Schaefer, that was involved in a lot of black ops, all the Middle East, all over Asia, all over Africa. And you heard him say clear and present danger. That's the term that Dr. Pechenik came up with back in the 70s. Of course, they made a movie about it. That's the term I started using about 2 months ago. Now Hannity uses it. They all use it because that's what it is. And I think you know. It's like these Antifa. You see video where they like punch some big guy in the face. He breaks their jaw and they call the police. The cops go, "We saw the footage. You hit him." And it's not some cop butt kissing exercise. It's not like we haven't been pulled over by a jerk cop or run into some person who shouldn't have a badge on a power trip. But the cops are the lowest level of government, just like we are, the people. They're on top. We're on top. The lowest level is the highest level. In America. It's like TSA. I used to totally go after them until I realized Congress sets them up. Congress hires them. Congress then gives them these directives and won't let them profile. I thought, I'm an idiot. And, you know, and as you live, you grow, you understand things. It's just, I know the patriots in this country are just completely involved in the information war. And they don't want a violent revolution. We already had one politically and kicked your ass. And we just had four special elections where the Democrats spent, in one case, what does it say, 7 times the previous record for that state. It was like 10 times the other record in another state. I want to talk to Anthony Cumia, who's a good American patriot, an entrepreneur with his own radio TV network. Number one show on XM kicked off that. Number one show on Trust Radio kicked off that. He's a conservative libertarian that also has some fun. You know, it's an adult show sometimes. Funny stuff, good stuff. And he's here seeing all this. I love always listening to the show, and he's good enough to be with us. I'm about to go 18 hours a day live, so if he wants to simulcast his great Compound Media, he's welcome. I'm not in competition with Compound Media or anybody. I want more. I love Sean Hannity getting hardcore. That means I can sleep a little bit better at night. Gavin McGinnis, all of it, over there at Compound Media. He's kind enough to let us, because they weren't done editing it until about 10 minutes ago. My plan was to air it earlier today. I play the part of Tuck Buckford. I mean, Colbert does it, but I did it without a writer. I just kind of did it off the cuff a few days ago, but they edited it together. Some of it's a train wreck. Some of it's good. He's kind of let us air 12 minutes up at the bottom of the hour. But I'm going to get out of here right now. Anthony Cumia, what do you make of Karen Handel, the big win, the Democrats cheering Scalia being shot or Scalise, I guess both being shot or killed. I mean, this is crazy how they boo when Trump says a moment of silence for those that were shot. These are true scum. What has happened to them?
I was tweeting, of course, as I usually do about the recent election having Handel win. And they just still can't understand. They are handing these elections over to Republicans, and they don't seem to understand that a large portion of this country does not agree with them. They can't imagine. There are so many people in the United States of America that don't completely agree with them and are horrible racists, sexist, homophobic, misogynistic people just running around all over the place. They thought it was a few people, but everyone thought like them. And now they're realizing the more of these left-wing shenanigans that they pull on a daily basis, an hourly basis, just drives Americans to the other side. And takes their platform and makes it look that much more irrelevant, out of touch, elitist, and ridiculous.
It's true. The Democratic Party is committing suicide.
Yeah, thank God. I mean, after 8 years of Obama, we're starting to emerge from this darkness that we've been in for so long.
Anthony Cumia, of Compound Media, straight ahead. This is the revolution. That's why they're attacking us. Spread the link, spread the show, spread the live feed. It's an act of resistance.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony Cumia, and for InfoWars.com. Man, a lot has transpired since I was last on. Once again, the violence and the violent tone of the left has an effect. Has an effect. I don't understand how they get away from what they did early on in the Trump campaign and the election, saying that this right-wing, alt-right movement that was spreading such violence amongst this country. Their words, they're inciting people to violence. Everybody, Trump supporters and the right. Oh my goodness! If Trump doesn't win, my God, we're going to see riots in the streets from these horrible right-wing violent supporters of Donald Trump. So many magazine covers and mainstream media news coverage of them just predicting the future. That if Trump lost the election, we were going to see violence that we've never seen before. Well, when Obama was elected twice, believe me, the right, the conservatives, Republicans, whatever you want to call everybody on that side, none too happy. None too happy. And they'd like you to think it was a racial thing, but it was his policies. No one in their right mind that is pro-American, pro-American worker, was in support of President Obama. Were there riots in the streets? Was there violence? Truth of the matter is, in 8 years of a African-American president in what is supposed to be one of the most racist nations in the world, the United States of America, I know, it's hard to even fathom. No one ever took a pot shot at him. No one ever. There was a nut that ran into the White House, but I don't think his goal was to do the president any harm. Truth of the matter is, no one perpetrated any violence or even attempted violence on the first African American president of the United States. That's that violent, right-wing, maniacal group of people. NRA, they have guns. Look out, it's crazy. Not one person attempted to assassinate President Obama. Now we see what happens after Donald Trump wins. Boy, we certainly did see an increase in violence, violent rhetoric, rioting, destruction of property, assaults, lawlessness, arson. This came from the tolerant, progressive left. The ones that were so worried that the right was going to lose their minds and burn the country down. The tolerant left have taken to assassinations, as we saw a couple of weeks ago in the ballpark over there in Alexandria, trying to kill as many Republican congressmen as possible. That's the tolerant left. Yet they continue. You watch that lying mainstream media. They will continue to tell you that this is Trump's fault. This is the alt-right getting people so riled up that they feel compelled now to take up arms and commit violence. And if you do not believe that the completely left-wing mainstream media is culpable in this, you're out of your mind. This is one of the most obvious things we've seen. There have been calls to violence put out on mainstream media. This isn't hidden. This isn't some secret plan that we don't know about, that has to be investigated and looked into, and the layers of the onion have to be peeled away to see what's happening. Where is this violent rhetoric coming from that is inciting people to commit violence and murder? Oh, it's the news. It's what people consider the news. This is insane to me. That it's how blatantly obvious does it have to get? How right in your face does this have to get before even the most mentally incapable human beings in this country go, yeah, yes, I absolutely see that mainstream media is attempting to twist minds for their own agenda. And that does include calling for murder of people on the right. They also blatantly call for the elimination of people through slander, libel smear campaigns. We've seen it. We've seen it. If you are a viewer or listener to InfoWars, you know that Megyn Kelly and her hack job that she did on Alex Jones was exposed by Alex. I mean, thank God Alex has been through enough to know not to trust these people. The sweet talk you get, and I've been through it over the years. I understand myself and Opie when I was with the Opie and Anthony show. We got called by Bill O'Reilly to do a piece on the American youth. We're like, all right, we could do a story on that. And we get called in, and again, we heard the same stuff Alex heard from Megan. It's not a hit piece. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. They always say it's going to be fun. These are con artists. They have an agenda, and they will always adhere to it, no matter what they tell you. Oh, it's not going to be a hit piece. It's going to be great. It's going to be so good for you. And then you get there, you sit in the seat, you're on their turf, you're on their home field, as it is. They are completely in charge of what the people finally see through editing. And they slam you. They slam you with questions that are a smear campaign. So we were able to see that. Thank God, like I said, Alex is smart enough to know to record these things as they're happening and not be made to look like a fool once they get done with their edit hack job and put it up there. But that's the media. Don't for a second believe this is news. You know what I found out very recently? I assumed CNN, over the course of the years, got more and more dishonest with the American people and began to just lie slowly over the course of the years to the point where it is now where they just don't care. But we were so naive back in the late 80s and early 90s, when CNN really took off, it was during the first Gulf War. And I never knew this until very recently. That was all a sham. That was all dishonest reporting. When they had all those reporters over in Saudi Arabia, we saw them in Bahrain and Riyadh and Tel Aviv over in Israel. And I just found out recently it was a set. They were on a set looking at the sky going, oh, I think there's some Scud missiles coming in. Quick gas. Put the gas mask on. And watching this in the early 90s was so compelling. It was addictive. Yeah. These are some of the clips. They're on a set. That's a fan blowing on that palm tree. They set up a fan to make it look like they were outside. And I was shocked at this because I didn't think this dishonesty by what we actually thought was the news was a scam. And that, look at this, a set. And that they were always dishonest and always agenda driven. They weren't where they said they were. They weren't in danger of a Scud missile or a gas attack. On a set. And we bought it up. And the second the American people looked at that and trusted it as much as we trusted our nightly news with Walter Cronkite. I remember the tech offensive. The second we believed it and the second they realized we were watching, they started just BSing us on a daily basis. And they've only stepped it up over the course of the years to the point they are at now, where it's newsertainment, it's entertainment programming based on the news. It's like a parody show that is making money hand over fist through sponsors. And as we all know, the only way to get sponsors on board is to approach them and say, look how many people watch our show. And if all the news stations are doing the same news, you have to step it up, don't you? By lying, by being blatantly dishonest, and by putting people on sets and telling the American people it's news when in fact it is 100% complete lies. Don't be fooled, people. You're not getting news there. You are not getting the news there. We'll be back in mere moments. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia from Compound Media in for Infowars.com. Be back in a second or two.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayers, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fourth of July summer mega specials now live at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time plus free shipping. From Facebook censorship to attacks on our funding sources, InfoWars is under an unprecedented globalist siege on all fronts. And it's thanks to our sponsor, and support, that we are able to keep the lights on and continue the fight for liberty. Help support InfoWars and our mission to preserve free speech with our limited time 4th of July summer mega special at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store wide. Brainforce Plus, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Z Shield, 30% off. InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off retail. Emrix Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off retail. Living Defense, 20% off while supplies last. Many of these products will sell out soon, so now's the time to secure your order at InfoWarsStore.com before it returns to full price. Absolutely. Good stuff. Anthony Cumia back on InfoWars.com. Wanted to talk also about this story just kind of disappeared. Is this becoming such commonplace that it just doesn't make the news anymore? It's not exciting enough. There was an absolute terrorist attack at a Michigan airport. At a Bishop Airport in Michigan, a gentleman, Canadian of Tunisian descent, he came from Tunisia, decided to go up to a police officer at Bishop Airport in Flint, Michigan, the lovely Flint, Michigan, and yell, "Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!" and stab an officer in the neck. Thank goodness he underwent surgery and is in a stable condition. But what happens? Now we don't even really talk about this in mainstream media. We used to at least force them to address that Islamic terrorism is happening in our country and at our airports. Now we got to something. What's happening? Healthcare. Oh my God, we got to listen to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi bash anything Donald Trump wants to do. That'll make the news. You'll watch their incoherent babble on mainstream media. But there was a terrorist event at Flint, Michigan Airport, and it barely made any news. Is this what we have to look forward to? That it's just become so accepted that no one really wants to even address it? Except Michael Moore. Of course, Flint, Michigan's own Michael Moore. Oh, that's right. He doesn't live near Flint at all. He lives in a wonderful mansion in a wonderful part of Michigan. But he has to comment on this. He actually said, if you're going to condemn this terrorism that took place at the Bishop Airport, then you must also condemn the terrorism that was the governor poisoning the water of the fine folks of Flint, Michigan. Assuming that it was done on purpose, assuming that whoever the powers that be there in Michigan decided to poison the water. Now, I will never deny that some horrid misappropriations of funds and negligence on the part of the government to save money or to line their own pockets were responsible for unhealthy water, poisoned water in Flint, Michigan. But as a terrorist event, the second we start using the word terrorism, like we use the word racist and sexist now, if you don't agree with somebody on the left, you're a racist. And it completely took the word out of circulation. You just made that word mean nothing. When everyone is a terrorist, no one's a terrorist. You see how that works? So when he's equating government incompetence, which is rampant in this country, to terrorism, you're actually lowering the bar for what it takes to label something terrorist. Now, it might sound like I'm arguing semantics here, but no. Language and words are very important tools to the left. They love naming things to either give or eliminate their power. We're going to take a little time here. You got to see this. It's Stephen Colbert doing his, what is it, Tuck what? And then Alex is going to come on, and it's a parody. It's really hysterical. I implore you to watch this. Great spoof. And we'll be back on InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Brain Fight is brought to you by
Brain Fart Plus with extra fluoride so that your days are happy and dim. And, of course, the formula that I developed myself, that's the Super Cuck Beta Male that everyone should be taking so we can get our orders from Hillary and know that she wears the pants around here.
Now, I understand what Alex Jones is going through personally, because for years, I'm not telling anything you guys don't know, I've also been playing a right-wing radio host, my beloved character, Tuck Buckford.
Yes. Welcome to Brain Fight, ladies and gentlemen, with the real Tuck Buckford. And I tell you, I want to thank tonight CBS News for allowing me to set the record straight about a public enemy number one and a scourge of America and the world. I'm not talking about Stephen Colbert. I'm talking about Alex Jones of InfoWars. That enemy of America stole my identity back in high school and my manly power and my manly voice. He took it from me and then spread his evil lies across the country and the world. And he stole not just my persona, he then projected his right-wing, evil, unalloyed, racist views over me. And then that got picked up by Stephen Colbert, who unknowingly stole the identity of someone that had stolen my identity. So here tonight, thanks to CBS, here at Brain Fight with the real Tuck Buckford, I am going to set the record straight about the fact that Alex Jones is a damn liar. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human. And I've come now. Let's get right down to facts here. Tuck Buckford's going to lay them out. Alex Jones would take a real piece of news like this out of Associated Press, but it sounds all crazy and he'd make a big deal out of it. But I actually think this is a great idea. In fact, it should be the new Chonani yogurt flavor. Look at this. Dried lizard penises from India sold as good luck charms. Now, Alex Jones would sit there and say there's a problem with that and try to scare people. Now, let's look at another dried lizard penis reanimated with all sorts of, you know, baby blood they're pumping through his arteries. I'm totally for it. I think it's great. Why, that's Bill Clinton ditched Secret Service on multiple Lolita Express flights. Why, it's mainstream news. Hell yeah. Here's an article right here. Latest WikiLeaks, those traitors. Cherry Blossom exposes CIA wireless hacking, where they loaded on all your different wireless devices, CIA software, to track and listen to everything you did. Another thing, Alex Jones was right about that traitor piece of filth. How dare him release that they're kidnapping kids and spying on you illegal. That traitorous piece of crap. Here's another big problem I've got right now on Brain Fight. Remember that Congressman Steve Scalise? He's also been speaking out against child trafficking among four-shot at baseball field. Well, Tuck Buckford likes it. I'm a Democrat. I'm like the guy that did it. When Wolf Blitzer went on the news and interviewed his friend, and they said, he's not evil. He's just political. That's right. It's political if we kill you. Let's play a clip.
We're just getting some tape in of an acquaintance of James Hodgkinson, the 66-year-old shooter, describing some of his political, perhaps, motivations. Listen to this.
I just want to let people know that he wasn't evil, that he was, I guess, tired of some of the politics that are going on.
That's what we just heard. Perhaps he wasn't evil, just tired of the politics that's going on. Tom Fuentes, the FBI.
Woo! Tuck's just getting started and wound up. I love another Democrat I like. Just like that. Just like that sweetie pie Stephen Colbert. That fancy sounding French name. Woo! I like that. Woo! Tucker, everybody's a Tuck, takes on Dem strategists who tweeted, hunt down Republicans and kill them.
In the hours after five people were shot, including the House Majority Whip, you sent out a tweet that said, hunt Republicans. I mean, it was clearly a reference to the assassination attempt against Congressman Scalise. It's hard to imagine how you could justify writing something like that.
For too long, Republicans in this country have failed to distinguish the differences between politics and war. And a lot of Democrats have failed to see the similarities. So you guys either have to tone down the rhetoric or we have to step up.
Oh, I love it. Boy, I tell you, I agree with the Democrats on that. I'm a registered Democrat. Here's another one, a fellow wearing a Trump hat. They said, get ready to be shanked, Whitey, and stabbed him nine times. He's fighting for his life right now. Woohoo! That's liberal. And then we got old Bernie Sanders saying, unprecedented attacks, unprecedented anger, unto any means necessary. And I tell you, just like his good buddy that shot Congressman and all those cops, I tell you, good old Bernie Sanders is right on target. That's who old Buck likes.
When I talk about a political revolution, this is what I'm talking about.
is for people all over this country to put pressure on every level of government. But we got to stand up and fight back. We have got to be involved in the political process in a way that we have never been before. You have got to, Mary, act in an unprecedented way. Think big. Get involved in every way that you can. So, Mary, stand up and fight back in every way that you can.
Oh, wow. You know, old Tuck sometimes, though, does take that super male vitality that Alex Jones sells at InfoWarsLive.com, and I need to settle down. There's only one way for me to settle down. I do what old Stephen Colbert says, and I take the super cuck beta male vitality to try to counterbalance a little bit of the old manliness I'm about to get into with the gay frogs. Let me just take a little bit of this because it's so strong. Oh, that's good stuff right there. Let me calm down. Oh, lordy, lordy. I'm feeling a little bit better now. Now, let me get to the real news while we were talking about this. The truth is, Jones is telling you about gay frogs and gay fish and all the rest of this because he doesn't want you to be liberated from your male vitality. And the truth is, the good people at CBS and others have been running this good program for you and your family to drink bisphenol A and all the other estrogen mimickers that are out there. So let me show you some of the mainstream news telling you about the animals so you can understand just what a big liar Alex Jones is, misrepresenting the fact that I believe that we should take estrogen, and I believe we should get the increased cancers that come along with it, and that none of us should have a debate about this. So I'm going to show you this, but just like they said on CNN, only I can show you the WikiLeaks. Nobody else can. Only good old Tuck Buckford. This is not a toupee, by the way.
Also interesting to remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. And in full disclosure, let's take a look at what is in there and what it means.
I'm not a toupee, by the way. It's brought to you by lizard penis flavored yogurt. Here you go. Animals' sexual changes linked to waste chemicals. And it reports that the majority in these studies of the frogs are now bisexual or gay or sterilized. But again, you need to look into that for yourself. Male frogs may be turning female thanks to estrogen in suburban waste. Continuing, here's a new one. 85% of the smallmouth bass had signs of female reproductive parts. Of the largemouth bass, 27% were intersex or bisexual. And again, I think we shouldn't have a debate about this. And I think Alex Jones ought to be arrested for talking about it. And I'm glad there's a big national joke about all that. And then finally, that leads me, ladies and gentlemen, to my final big point here that I hadn't gotten to yet. Lordy, lordy. And that's North Korea. I saw the old network that I was on over there on Comedy Central, and they were making big jokes about what happened to Otto Warmbier, who died in a coma after 16 months in North Korea for supposedly taking a poster off the wall. Well, turns out Larry Wilmore did a big roast and made fun of him because he was a white ass and basically deserved it.
Now, tonight's story is about the North Korean government, which recently captured one of America's most annoying exports, a frat bro.
Otto Frederick Warmbier is a University of Virginia student now being detained by North Korea.
Okay, so what did he do wrong?
He's accused of trying to steal a North Korean political banner from his hotel.
Okay, listen up, frat boy. This isn't like the time you stole Sigep's goat. Okay, so maybe he isn't some sophisticated undercover mastermind. It's just tough for me to have much sympathy for this guy and his crocodile tears because he allegedly stole this North Korean hotel banner.
And this is the kind of attitude we need from the left here, is defending North Korea and then calling and celebrating for the imprisonment and enslavement of white people if they've gone to college. That is not racist. That is not sexist. That is not hateful. I want to bring up my next guest, Donald John Trump. He's been on the show before, but he's now joining us again, and he better keep his mouth shut here for a minute, because I'm not like Alex Jones. I don't believe in political violence. That's why I promote it continually. That's called the oxymoron leftist mind control system that I bought into, because I want to be in charge. We have a record high stock market, $3+ trillion, and he took us out of these multinational secret deals that took over Congress, like the TPP and the carbon tax. And now new big studies and mainstream news report it wasn't 3.3 million illegals that may have voted, but 5.7. So he lied to us. He said it was only 3.2, 3.3. He lied to us when it was 2 million or more than that. And he's the biggest liar keeping his promises I've ever seen. So when they have Shakespeare in the Park saying kill Trump, it's no big deal. Madonna says kill him, blow him up. It's the coolest thing to do in the world, but the left then claims that the right wing's violent, because they are. I just want to say, you know, this isn't violent at all, okay? This right here, this is not violent at all, but I do this to Trump. You understand? Let me just explain that to everybody. I mean, if I sit here and just start ripping his head off and doing this, this is liberal and this is open. If we ban free speech on colleges and arrest everybody, it's a good thing, okay? So, let's get that straight right now, that the real Tuck Buckford's here, and Alex Jones and all the rest of them better understand we run this country now like North Korea, and I like Colbert. I don't want the tens of millions he gets selling out America. I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah. Tuck Buckford loves Colbert. I hate Alex Jones. That's Brain Fight. Yeah.
Brain Fight is brought to you by
Brain Fart Plus with extra fluoride so that your days are happy and dim. And, of course, a formula that I developed myself. That's the Super Cuck Beta Male that everyone should be taking so we can get our orders from Hillary and know that she wears the pants around here.
Yogurt.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Oh, man. That was really funny. Holy jeez. And I'm certain no one is going to, out of context, pull some of the clips, especially of him ripping Donald Trump's face off. Oh, man, that was really good. You know what's what was great about that? Obviously shows. Oh, my goodness. Obviously, it shows Alex has a sense of humor about himself. Something that people really don't. I don't think they see a lot of times, especially people that don't appreciate Alex. But also, he's making a great point in that whole parody. Alex, over the course of the years, has always been looked at by mainstream media and the people that are so brainwashed by mainstream media as a nutty guy. They talk about the stories that he covers like they're all some whacked out conspiratorial fantasy that he's coming up with on a daily basis. He just proved in an hysterical fashion that mainstream media are talking about the same stories he talks about. I mean, you know, you could say something like, oh, my God, gay frogs. Did you hear that? Alex Jones is talking about gay frogs. That's insane. He's a nut. And then National Geographic. That was a National Geographic Society story about frogs and toxins in the atmosphere and water and their food that is changing their genetic makeup. So that's crazy. Bravo. That was really funny. He also brings up a great point on how the left looked at Otto Warmbier when he was arrested in Korea. It was a big joke. It was a big joke that a white frat boy was arrested by a horrible, horrible regime for nothing, and imprisoned over there and murdered. Let's be real here. I don't care that they sent him back to the U.S. in what was far worse than a coma, with a severe brain damage and physical damage to his organs, and they sent him here to die. They sent him here to die so he wouldn't die over there. And the left found that funny, found that he was imprisoned, enslaved over there, and murdered. An American citizen, a young American citizen, regardless of how you feel about what he supposedly did, which was nothing more than, if he did do it, trying to take a banner off a wall. He's a young kid, does stupid stuff, and that's the big issue. That should cost him his life. This wasn't somebody grabbing for a police officer's gun or committing a violent crime. They thought it was hilarious, and they ship him over here dead. The hearing from his parents was heartbreaking. How the Obama administration and Obama himself had told his parents not to do anything. Don't hang ribbons out for your boy. Don't go on the media and talk about his plight and try your best to get public opinion on your side so you can perhaps free your son from this horrid imprisonment over in North Korea. Obama, the Obama administration, the Secretary of State did nothing to free this young man. It took Trump to actually get him back here right before he died of murder. This boy was murdered by the government of North Korea. Are we coming back? We're coming back, right? For a few more minutes? Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia, CompoundMedia.com, in at Infowars.com. We'll be back in moments. Do not stray.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
While you were sleeping, they came.
For a limited time only, we're giving it 30 to 40% off on our InfoWars Select Storable food line at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars Select food have a shelf life of 25 years and are made with super high quality ingredients in the USA. There's a reason that FEMA reports predicts up to a 395% increase in food prices that could trigger mass unrest. We don't know what's coming, do we? But we can start getting ready for whatever may happen today. Get 30 to 40% off all InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com until tonight only. Get on that. Welcome back, InfoWars.com. I'm Anthony Cumia. And I want to talk a little bit about the Georgia 6th District election that we saw. Karen Handel, the first GOP congresswoman from Georgia. An amazing accomplishment for women. Didn't you see all the feminists and women, progressive women celebrating? No? Get it? I missed that too. I missed that one too. The feminist card gets played constantly on a daily basis. And it's usually this horrible problem that the right has, that conservatives have, Republicans, that the that they hate women, apparently. Misogynistic. They're against women succeeding and breaking that glass ceiling and whatnot. Well, here we have a great example in Georgia. A woman elected to Congress, a GOP woman, first GOP woman elected to Congress in Georgia, and silence from the left. Again, they were very disappointed. The Democrats. I was watching some of the CNN and MSNBC coverage because I just love how disappointed they get during elections of late. So watching their coverage and seeing again, we got a little tidbit which reminded me of the Trump election, of course, the presidential election. Just watching the horrified faces of the media, CNN, MSNBC, the networks, mainstream media, just so disappointed. And seeing that again was just... I loved it. I can't tell you how fun it is to watch disappointed lefties when their elections go awry. And again, we watched the media lie about this. We watched mainstream media throw up political polls that were completely wrong. They had John Ossoff ahead in the polling. And we're expecting a victory. And, well, Karen Handel won. And, again, it just shows how – there's my favorite picture. You can just see – look at their faces. Who's the guy in the middle there? Look at his knuckles. They couldn't be whiter. He is so angry, and I can't get enough of it. Just too fun. they don't understand that when they consistently do what they do, which is lie to the American people, scandal, cheats, cheat out their own side, like we saw Hillary do to Bernie Sanders, that we don't trust them. And we are a large portion of the United States of America, contrary to their belief, that do not appreciate their hijinks and shenanigans. And every election that has happened since the presidential election, a lot of these special elections have proven we'll have no part of it. Thank you very much. And thank you very much. Infowars.com. I'm Anthony Cumia from CompoundMedia.com. We'll see you next time. Again, thank you, Alex. Have a great day.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.